Now listen, people, let me tell you some news. I sing a song called the Crude Oil Blues. We're low on heat and oil, we're low on gas. And I'm so cold, I'm about to freeze myself. We got the Crude Oil Blues.
This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. That's Jerry Reed. And oil was back in the news this week because a senator from a prominent oil-producing state, that would be Alaska, the senator being a Republican by the name of Lisa Murkowski, she gave a speech a few days ago saying that the United States should lift its nearly 40-year ban on exporting crude oil. There's no ban on sending refined oil products overseas, but the crude oil has to stay here in the United States. And as you may know, after the drill, baby, drill chants of a couple of years ago, there actually has been more drilling for oil going on here and more oil being produced here in the United States. But should it be allowed to be sold to other countries by the big oil companies? Tyson Slocum is director of Public Citizens Energy Program and is here to talk about that. Tyson, welcome to America Weekend.
Yeah, great to be here.
What's your thought on what the senator proposed earlier this week?
Well, if you export surpluses of crude oil out of the United States, that's going to increase the costs to U.S. refiners to turn that product into gasoline and diesel. And that means higher gasoline prices for American drivers. We estimate that if you start exporting this crude oil, it's going to add at least 10 to 15 cents per gallon when you fill up at the pump. And so, to us, the only reason that Murkowski is offering this proposal to get rid of the ban on exporting crude oil is because that's what big oil companies want. If you're an ExxonMobil, if you're a Chevron, Texaco, you're going to make a lot more money if you're able to directly export the crude that you're pulling out of the United States and sell that crude oil directly to China. But I don't think that we should be prioritizing what's good for big oil. We should be prioritizing what's good for the American consumer.
As I mentioned, Senator Murkowski is a Republican and is from an oil-producing state of Alaska, but she also has support for this idea from Ron Wyden, who is the chairman of the Senate Energy Committee and is a Democrat from Oregon, and also from Ernest Moniz, who is the Secretary of Energy in the Obama administration. Doesn't seem to me like this is all partisan here.
Well, first, I don't think that Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon has supported this idea. Mary Landrieu, a Democrat from Louisiana, who will be taking Ron Wyden's place in the next couple of months as chairwoman of the committee, she has endorsed it. But Senator Ron Wyden has not endorsed this. But you are correct that Ernest Moniz, the Obama's energy secretary, did seemingly endorse it. So, you know, the thing you have to understand about the Obama administration is, you know, a lot of Republicans like to say that he's against American energy, and that's not true at all. This administration is very pro oil and natural gas. You have to remember that in March of 2010, President Obama made a big energy speech where he said we need to vastly expand offshore oil drilling in this country, and he endorsed opening up the Atlantic and more areas in the Gulf of Mexico to new drilling. 2 weeks after he made that speech, BP Deepwater Horizon occurred. But you have to remember that the administration has always positioned itself as being in favor of expanding drilling and doing all it can to increase drilling. So the real question and the debate that we need to have in the U.S. Congress is lifting a 39-year-old ban on crude oil exports in American interests, and I don't see how it is.
Before we get to how that ban began, I'm curious about the current conditions. As you mentioned, the Obama administration has been very pro-oil drilling, and that has created a glut of crude oil here in the United States, right?
That's correct. We have large surpluses in the interior of the country. A lot of the new production is coming from North Dakota in the Bakken Shale, where the oil is being fracked. You also have a lot of oil coming out of Eagle Ford Shale down in South Texas. deliveries of this oil are creating bottlenecks in the system. There are large surpluses of extra crude oil supplies because it's taking a little longer to get to the refineries. And that added surplus is what's driving down gasoline prices just a touch in this country.
Okay, now take me back to 39 years ago when this ban was put in place for in the first place. Why was that done?
It was done as a consumer protection. It was in response to the oil embargo of 1973 when there were long gasoline lines, as some of your listeners may recall. And the challenge was is that we, even though we had shortages in the United States, you had some oil producers, particularly in Alaska and California, that were exporting U.S.-produced oil out of the United States because they were, you know, able to sell it for a higher price elsewhere. And Congress wanted to deal with the shortages by keeping all of American-produced energy here. So 39 years ago, this was seen as a consumer protection. And I don't really see anything different today. Sure, we've got surpluses of oil, but as we all know, oil is a globally traded commodity, and what happens around the world affects prices and supplies all around the world. And I think it's a little hasty that in the first couple of years that we start experiencing a surplus, we conclude, well, all past history is erased on this. I think we need to understand and acknowledge that there still are threats to global supply disruptions, and global supplies can turn on a dime, and we can go from a rosy surplus situation like we have now to a situation of disruptions from the Middle East, in Asia, that could affect prices and supply. And so I don't think that we should be so hasty in trying to undo this 39-year-old ban on exporting oil. I just think it's very premature.
Have there been other efforts to undo it by the lobbying ends of big oil in the last four decades?
No, no. This is the first time, and it's just came up, you know, late last year. So this is something where the oil industry, you know, has a very powerful lobby in the United States. You have to remember that we are the third largest oil-producing nation in the world. We produce millions of barrels of oil, and every barrel sells for $100. So oil companies make a whole lot of money in the United States. By 2015, we will be the number one producer of oil on the planet. We will, in less than 2 years, we will pass both Russia and Saudi Arabia as the largest oil producer on the planet. And these oil companies are looking at those statistics, and they want to be able to sell their oil for as much as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And if that means selling it directly to China, they'll do it. And that's what's driving this change.
You know, with all those numbers you just talked about, all I can think about is how poor those oil companies are and how important it is for us to continue giving them taxpayer subsidies.
They do receive a lot of subsidies. And again, I'm not out to punish the oil companies, but there's no question that if you get rid of the ban on exporting crude oil, it is going to have an upward pressure on gasoline prices. Gas prices will go up as a result of lifting the ban.
Because we know that China burns a lot of oil and wants to burn even more. And as you point out, it's the old supply and demand thing. When you have the supply, you can demand whatever you want if you have enough customers out there who want it, and if you open up that global market, that's exactly what you're going to run into. What are the chances of this going forward?
Well, unfortunately, it's looking promising right now for the oil industry. Like I said, in a couple of months, there's going to be a change in command at the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Ron Wyden is going to be shifting over to the Senate Finance Committee to take the place of his colleague, Senator Max Baucus, who was just nominated to be ambassador to China until Mary Landrieu.
Yeah, once she gets in there, she's from Louisiana, an oil-producing state, and it looks like he could be headed down that path. Tyson Slocum is director of Public Citizens Energy Program. Thanks for joining me here today.
It was my pleasure.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.